PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
There is nothing more wonderful, more exciting, more marvelous than the birth of a baby. Parents, grandparents, brothers and sisters all gather to say, "Welcome. We love you. We're so glad you're here."
The day you are born is a time to celebrate with presents and picture-taking, hugs and kisses. That day is really your first birthday, and it's a very important day for you and your family. It's also an important day for the rest of the world. Here's a story about how the whole world celebrates every time a new baby is born. It's called On the Day You Were Born.
On the Day You Were Born, by Deborah Frazier. Read by Patrick Stewart. On the eve of your birth, word of your coming passed from animal to animal. The reindeer told the Arctic terns, who told the humpback whales, who told the Pacific salmon, who told the monarch butterflies, who told the green turtles, who told the European eel, who told the busy garden warblers, and the marvelous news migrated worldwide. While you waited in darkness, tiny knees curled to chin, the earth and her creatures, with the sun and the moon, all moved in their places, each ready to greet you the very first moment of the very first day you arrived. On the day you were born, the round planet Earth turned toward your morning sky, whirling past darkness, spinning the night into light. On the day you were born, gravity's strong pull held you to the earth with a promise that you would never float away. While deep in space, the burning sun sent up towering flames, lighting your sky from dawn until dusk. On the day you were born, the moon pulled on the ocean below, and wave by wave, a rising tide washed the beaches clean for your footprints. While far out at sea, clouds swelled with water drops, sailed to shore on a wind, and rained you a welcome across the Earth's green lands. On the day you were born, the earth turned. The moon pulled. The sun flared. And then, with a push, you slipped out of the dark quiet, where suddenly you could hear a circle of people singing Welcome to the spinning world, the people sang as they washed your new tiny hands. Welcome to the green earth, the people sang as they wrapped your wet, slippery body. And as they held you close, they whispered into your open, curving ear, "We are so glad you've come."
Hey, welcome to the world. Isn't he something? Just yesterday, he was tucked safely inside of his mother's body, and now he's right here in my arms. Already, he can yawn, sleep, drink, and cry. From the moment he was born, his tiny body was ready for the world. This is a miracle that begins when the baby starts to grow and change inside its mother's womb.
If you could look inside the womb, you would see a tiny heart beating strong. And then, as time passed, you'd see eyes beginning to form, veins carrying blood, and hands and feet developing. You'd see the twisty umbilical cord, which carries food from the mother to her child. So the baby will develop and grow and be ready in 9 months to join the world. And while all these changes are quietly taking place inside, a whole lot is happening outside as well. A family is expecting a baby they can hardly wait to meet.
I'm Kay Estes. My husband Tom and I have 3 girls already. We have Kendall, who is 11. We have Casey, who's 3 and a half.
Who is this?
Look at who's that grinning fool.
Who is that?
We have Erica, who's 5. And I'm getting ready to have my 4th little girl. And this little baby will be Jessica.
I thought it would be nice to have another kid to be around, to look up, because I was sort of looking forward to helping mom, because I like to hold the little babies, and I like to dress them, because I like to see the little cute clothes that they wear.
Come on, you guys, it's time to go to the doctor.
Come on.
When a mommy goes to the doctor to be checked to make sure her baby is healthy, you're not sick, you don't feel bad, you usually feel pretty good. He's just making sure that the baby that's growing inside of you, who starts out this little and gets this big, is growing at the right rate and gaining enough weight.
Since Kay is in her 8th month, Dr. Luciani will examine her one last time before Jessica is born.
Active and
a couple of things always happen. You lay down on a table, the doctor comes in and listens to the baby's heartbeat,
okay.
Make
so
sure that it's strong and even. He will measure your belly each time to make sure that you're growing properly.
Because I guess she's attached at a different place.
Okay.
Thank you, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
And usually for every week of pregnancy, it's about 1 centimeter in growth. And right now we have the top of the uterus, which is the home of the baby, at 38.5 centimeters. So that is perfect growth.
Even though Jessica is still inside, the family can actually hear her heart beating.
All right, let's get everybody together here, and we're going to listen to the baby's heartbeat this morning. We're going to put a little bit of jelly on mom's belly, and this doesn't hurt mom and it doesn't hurt the baby. It just makes listening to the heartbeat a lot easier. So we'll do that. And let me get the machine that we listen to the heartbeat with. So the baby's heartbeat is around 141, 143, and that's a nice, normal, average heartbeat. Okay, so now we're going to do the ultrasound that we talked about. And once again, we'll put some jelly on mom's belly. All right, and this helps us to see the baby.
During the ultrasound, a special machine forms a picture of the baby growing inside.
Now we're going to see the body of the baby. This is the baby's body. We know that the baby now is in a head-first position.
Cool.
And if you look real carefully, we can see the baby's heart beating right here.
Right there? There it is.
Yeah. Ah. Isn't that nice? That heartbeat is probably in the 140 or...
It's really incredible to know that you could even pick up that kind of life inside you.
It's a different experience unless you've been there and seen it before. Until you go through it yourself, it's very difficult to describe.
Now we're going to see the body.
I can't wait to see what she looks like because I know she'll be different. I can't wait to see how she'll act because I know she'll be an individual. And she will bring a little piece of joy and a little piece of a wholeness to our family with the knowledge that her experiences will enrich us and ours will enrich her. And I really look forward to it.
And it should work out very nicely. We'll have a nice, healthy, and happy baby. All righty? So that'll be good.
It's exciting to have a new brother or sister on the way, but it can also be scary if you don't know what to expect or how to help.
That's why, before Jessica is born, her sisters are going to a special class for kids who are expecting a new baby in their family.
What they call anatomically correct, okay?
They'll learn many ways to help take care of the baby, like holding her, talking to her, and giving her a bottle.
You want to always have the baby up in your elbow, a little bit high, okay? You want her almost in the sitting position. Then with the bottle, okay, you're going to take it and make sure that the milk in the bottle fills the whole nipple. So you want to angle the bottle so the top is towards the bottom, okay? And put it right into the baby's mouth like this. So if your baby has to burp, okay, you've just fed your baby, what you want to do is basically just change positions. So by feeding the baby in this position, just by bringing the baby up, you're moving or changing the position.
After babies eat and burp, they almost always need a diaper change.
Because sometimes new babies have to be changed 10 to 14 times a day. Okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to change a baby. You have to put the tapes in the back. You have to pull this up through the middle. All right? Kendall, maybe you can help. I think because you're her older sister, you've already gone through this. We're going to do is see what you're Casey, doing.
Once Kendall, Casey, and Erica master diaper changing, they head down the hall to see the hospital room where their mom will stay when she comes to give birth to Jessica.
Come down here because I want to show you the room your mom is going to be in.
The hospital room looks a lot like a regular bedroom.
Okay. I want to show you a few special things about this room. Your mom's going to have a telephone right in her room. She'll be able to call you, or you'll be able to call her. Another thing is that these beds move. Who would like to try it first?
Me.
Wait a minute. Push that button. That'll bring the bed up.
The bed moves up and down, so their mom will always be comfortable. And there's a remote control TV so Kay can watch her favorite shows in the hospital.
Okay, let's go down and see the new babies. Look at this.
Most kids get to see their new brother or sister for the first time here at the big nursery window.
Do you know why we put little caps on the babies?
So they don't get cold.
That's right, because new babies, their body temperature is very unstable.
Now, Casey, Erica, and Kendall are all set for Jessica to arrive. But the big question is, when?
Neck contractions?
No.
No fluid.
Doctors can guess at the date that a baby will be born, but nobody really knows for sure. As the due date gets closer and closer, families have a lot of getting ready to do.
That's not...
Nice.
Uh-huh.
See? This was Kendall's when she was a baby.
They decide which old clothes to pass down to Jessica.
I was so happy from wearing this.
You were? You remember that outfit?
Yeah, I was.
They shop for new things the baby will need.
And I wanted to show you this.
Something that you could lay the baby back in so that she can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then something that, you know, she can sit up in and it's light.
Let's go to this page.
And they talk about what to expect in the next couple of weeks.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more days.
Will we be able to visit you and Jessica after you have the baby?
Oh, sure. And you can hold Jessica. And do you remember how to hold her, Casey?
You remember?
Casey, show Mommy how you do it.
With the
head.
You gotta be very careful with the baby.
I'm
And remember, Erica, what are you going to do with the baby when she comes home?
I'm going to feed her.
Okay.
Burp her.
You are?
I'm going to change the baby's diaper.
And finally, preparing Jessica's room.
Has had very quick deliveries with the other three girls, so there really isn't much time to lose once she says it is it.
Tom?
Yeah, Kay?
I think we better get going.
Did you call the doctor?
Yeah, I just talked to him. They're about 5 minutes apart now. I think we better go.
Okay, well, let's go.
When I've been just about to go into labor, I felt a pluck like a guitar string inside of me, and I knew then that, you know, I had to change quickly and get to the hospital.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
Everything good?
So far, so good, yep.
How do you feel?
Good, I just had a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
How often are they coming now?
About every 5 minutes, I think.
All right, excellent. The moment of truth is almost here?
Yeah, I think so.
Excellent. All right, the baby's heartbeat on the monitor is beautiful. All right, the rate is about 151, and if you look closely, you can see that the baby's heartbeat is accelerating a little bit during the course of...
Okay.
That's excellent.
Oh, okay.
It means the baby looks to be very healthy.
Oh, in other words, she's reacting to her stimuli. Okay,
right.
so that's good.
That's looking good, and there's no decelerations with contractions, so everything looks great.
Okay.
So we'll keep an eye on things. We'll watch the baby on the fetal monitor. We'll watch your contractions. So we'll see what's cooking for the next hour or two, and I'm sure within a few hours we should have a baby.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right, I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay.
Thanks.
As you get closer and closer to delivering the baby, the nurse will be there on one side of you, and typically your husband's on the other side.
You want to know about this one, Tom?
Sure.
So you count from the beginning of this contraction to the beginning of the next contraction, and that tells you how far apart they are. So if you go 1 minute, two, three, about 4.5 minutes apart, okay. And eventually it's going to get closer. They're going
to
be every 2 minutes.
Out to your mouth. Okay. A contraction is a tightening and hardening of your stomach muscle. It feels like your whole area of your tummy is tightening into a tight ball. And as they come quicker and faster, there's pressure that's pushed down lower and lower onto your cervix, which is the little muscle that holds the baby inside of you until it's ready to open and let her out.
As the cervix muscle stretches and the baby pushes down further, it really starts to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Kay concentrates on controlling the pain. She knows this is a natural part of having a baby, but it's still very hard work. As Kay breathes harder, a plastic tube brings her extra oxygen.
Why don't you just tell Jessica to cooperate?
In the last stages of birth, after you pretty much have ridden the worst of the waves of pain and you start to feel this pushing sensation where you want to bear down on your tummy muscles and get that baby out of you.
Okay, we're going to put you into a sort of a delivery position.
It's almost time now. The doctor asks Kay to prepare for the final phase of delivery when she'll push the baby out.
Yeah,
just hold her legs up, okay? So that we can get this thing off of here. Give her a pair of aids.
When you do push down on that muscle to get the baby out of you, it feels like you might tear yourself open. And so you hold back and you don't push, you know, as hard as you should, or you're not as effective as you should, and the doctor's voice comes in and gets through to you that if you just relax and let that feeling not scare you and push the baby out, the baby's going to be safer because your muscles will be more relaxed and you're not going to hurt yourself.
The doctor puts on his gloves, ties his scrubs, and gets ready to deliver the baby.
Do it.
Now the rest is up to Jessica and Kay.
Push nice and hard. Come on.
Gentle your chest.
We're about 1 minute to baby.
Hard. Let's go. Keep going.
Nice and easy.
This is when the mother and the baby work the hardest. The baby pushes,
The mother pushes, and the muscle opens all the way to let Jessica out.
It's a suction right here. Suck out the baby.
She out, Tommy?
The head's out.
Oh.
Good suction. Good.
Get
nice
the rest
effort.
Of her out.
All right, we're going to do that. All right, now we're going to bring down the shoulder. So you give me a little push. The hair. Nice job. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay.
Here comes Jessica with a little bit of blood on her head from the journey, which will wash right off.
Oh. Here we go. Congratulations.
Oh my God.
Look at that. Today, beautiful.
Oh,
Jessica
Collinson.
Jessica's a pretty baby. Oh. Okay, let's put this up here and, okay. Beautiful. Happy birthday. Now that's a pretty baby.
She comes out and you hear her cry, and as you hear her cry, this white, covered, somewhat slippery-looking little thing is staring at you with these eyes that do this. They hand her to you, and it's just the most incredible thing that I have ever felt in my entire life.
Tommy didn't get a picture of Dr. L. Holdner or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll finish up here. And okay. We'll take a little family portrait.
Put those hands. Let me see your hands. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's tough stuff. You didn't feel like coming out yet, did you, sugar? No. Are we going to have fun?
You just want to hold the baby and give the baby as much love as you can immediately.
Oh, darling.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Get it cleaned up and then you can get her on if you'd like.
It's sticky. I don't remember it being so sticky.
A lot of babies have come.
I know, but I don't remember it being so sticky.
Now it's time for Jessica to go to the nursery. Very tenderly, the nurses wash her and weigh her. Jessica cries just like a baby. Everything is so new. Tom stays with Jessica to let her know he loves her and everything will be all right. And here come the girls to greet their brand new baby sister. At last.
Look, it's Jessica.
Daddy!
Baby Jessica takes her place in the Estes family.
You gonna bite her feet? Okay, sit.
It's a whole bunch of different emotions, and I've told people, it's just one of those things.
It's truly a beautiful thing.
I see a little bit of everybody in her face.
After 9 months of waiting, they are all so glad she's here.
You know, you struggle and you get a little panicky and the pain hurts and then, you know, the little head pops out and it's like, oh my God, everything goes away.
She's sleeping. She's taking a nap.
When a baby is born in your family, lots of things change. There's this amazing new person in your life, and suddenly you're a big brother or a big sister. Well, here are some books that will help you figure out what to expect if your family is expecting, but you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi, my name's Juliana. Do you ever wonder how you were born? Well, this book tells you. It's called How You Were Born. This book takes you step by step. From the time you were a tiny speck until you were born. This is what you looked like when you were growing inside your mother. You could already suck your thumb. Isn't that amazing? You got bigger and bigger. Your mom's stomach got bigger too. Before you were born, your mom felt you kicking. Pretty soon, the big moment is here. If you're curious about how you were born, pick up this book. It has great facts.
Hi, my name is Marvin, and I would like to tell you a story about one round moon and a star for me. This is how it goes. One warm, sunny day, Mama called the big brother and said, "There's a brand new baby in our hut today." Later on, three women came, carrying buckets of water for the baby. The big brother felt like he didn't exist. and everyone loved the baby more than him. Then his father said, "We love you as much as we love him. And tonight, when the sun goes down, I will show you the big round moon and a star just for you." If you like this story as much as I did, you won't want to miss it. One round moon and a star for me.
Babies are very cute, but sometimes they can be troublemakers, just like the baby in this book, a teeny tiny baby. Babies need lots of attention, and this baby knows how to get what it wants. The baby cries and everyone comes running. Babies like to be fed constantly, 24 hours a day. And when the baby's not eating, it sleeps. Baby likes to visit around the neighborhood. I remember being a baby. I wonder if I was this much trouble. I'm Stephanie, and I think taking care of babies is very hard work. But sometimes babies can be fun, just like this book, A Teeny Tiny Baby.
Every new life is a reason to rejoice. So the day that you are born is a day for celebration. There's a brand new person in the world, a child who will make us smile and say, "Welcome. We are so glad that you're here." I'll see you next time. Today's Reading Rainbow books are On the Day You Were Born by Deborah Frazier, published by Harcourt Brace and Company. How You Were Born by Joanna Cole, photographs by Margaret Miller, published by Morrow Junior Books. One Round Moon and a Star for Me by Ingrid Menon, illustrated by Nikki Daly, published by Orchard Books. A Teeny Tiny Baby by Amy Schwartz, published by Orchard Books.